Blog Talk Radio.
I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and, be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Girl can't understand why in the world are you not full of a ruckus and beside yourself. They goes, I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. Understand, that's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't you ever want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine, love that alas, can't be surpassed. You're going to start doing something about these thoughts. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases. Sorry, folk, but it's the truth anyhow. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother? Satan, right? The Bible says he's doing that day and night. Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other? Is that right? Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Now we got three. Amen. I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing he do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself. Oh, we're pulling some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him. Pulling some cover off today. Just, look at him, devil. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits have place. So if you want that peace of mind, brothers and sisters, you can have it. Because our Jesus is good. Might know we're going to have some music this morning. You keep on plowing and stuff on. Amen. So the devil, Satan, is the one. I'm telling you, he's the accuser of the brother. So if he can't get you, hey, everybody's accusing you before the Father, and then you're accusing each other, you follow me? Next thing you know, he's going to have you accusing your own self. Is that right? He's going to have you accusing your own self. They'll take care of him. Y'all come on in. We blessed, ain't we? Boy, these spirits, boy, they something else, ain't they? And I'm telling you, that's one thing that Satan does. Because if he can't get you through everybody else, then the last resort is to get yourself. Now see, that's why the Bible tells that we're not ignorant of the devil's devices.
Amen.
Huh? Come out, demon. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
Good preaching, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good preaching. I know it is. Good. Hey, y'all deliverance workers, make sure y'all listening.
All right. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Blog Talk Radio, this is Pastor Dow. Hold on a second.
Hey, I got
a new radio. We hope that you all are doing well. Boom mic. Oh, let me do some adjustments here and get ready for this broadcast here tonight. We're going to go immediately to your phone calls because I haven't been in the net for a while. If you can hear me, give me a radio check. Guest calling number is 310-982-4226. That's 310-982-4226. Guest calling number. And I am yours truly, Pastor Dow. We hope that each and every last one of you is staying encouraged in the faith and that y'all are telling people about Blog Talk Radio. You know, if you don't go around and tell people about Blog Talk Radio or even a ministry, they're just not going to come to it by themselves. There has to be some type of witness. There has to be something that you can lead people to. All right? So let's be good Israelites and just direct the people. That's all you got to do. Anyway, well, you know, we're working on Tabernacle. Of course, you also know that I went to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I debated Ron Young. Ron Young is a theologian and a scholar. He has a seminary theology degree. He says he knows Greek. He also says, matter of fact, he is a ruling elder in the church that we actually debated him in. And not only that, listen to this. He is a head schoolmaster at Providence Academy up there. And not only that, we have been trying to get their copy of the audio and the video for a whole week now, for literally a whole week. And Jacob's well is just not responding. Now, what that does is that causes us to, you know, to pause for a moment and to think, because it really is not that hard to get a recording, if you understand what I mean. It really ain't. All you have to do is just send a file and game over. Of course, now I have my own personal thoughts. And the reason being is because I've been talking to quite a few people who are familiar with debates. And, of course, they said that Pastor Dow annihilated this theologian. Now I'm wondering if any of the Christians going to try to come and redeem him. Because, hands down, even though we like to say that nobody ever wins a debate, you know, there's two aspects to a debate. Number one is the structure of the debate. You can't just be going out there spewing out your own feelings and emotions and spewing out your own doctrine, quoting Bible verses and stuff, and then not know how to back them up. And, of course, you know, one thing that really got the Christians in, which, you know, they always try to rock people on the heels by saying you don't have any sources. Well, I had an extraordinary amount of sources that I quoted. One of the things that have gotten out and said that I said that Tertullian said. No, I quoted a source that said Tertullian said, which is a reliable source that is received by every seminary and those who have theological degrees. I try my best to educate the people on what fallacies are. Fallacies are not falsehoods like the majority of the people think. I defined a few of them up there in the debate. Appealing to emotion, sharpshooting. You know, I've been trying to give y'all the things to what to look out for, okay? But a fallacy is simply an argument, and arguments present themselves in different ways. And a lot of times when people get off subject on a debate, they try to appeal to different fallacies, which basically chains back to philosophies. And that's the reason why we have a warning of the philosophies of men and the vain deceit. So it's my job to make sure that I teach Israel as best as I can, because Yahshua said, he said, if you love me, you will feed my sheep. And I'm a under shepherd. He is the great shepherd. He and he alone is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. I am just honored that I can be able to stand in his, not in his stead, but be able to actually be called to this ministry and to be able to do the work that we're doing. I like to say, Brother Bud, I appreciate all the labor that is going in to the building. I really truly do. I like to say, I appreciate all the brethren that has traveled from far and near. It'd be hard to mention them all by name. We'd be here all night long. But you saw them on Marco Polo. I've been loading an extraordinary amount of videos up on Patreon to keep everybody informed. I'm also going to put the debate, even though I have it on YouTube, I'm also going to put it up there on Patreon as well, so we can have it in our archives. Brother Kabir and them has promised me that they're working on the Easter debate. And I think it's just a sad, sad situation that, you know, you go there in good heart and good faith and you communicate with them about getting the foul. And a week later, we still don't have the foul. So Brother David and Brother Kabir bought their own camera system. As you can see, they do very well. And I like to think, and of course the thoughts does come up in my mind, the reason why, that they haven't sent the file, because they don't want that debate to get out. Because the Israelites, we literally went up there and just annihilated them. Not only that, you could even see, and you could even hear, the biblical educated level of the way that our people ask questions as opposed to the way that their people ask questions. They didn't even ask. They were all foolish and stupid. People were singing. One guy, Jesus is Lord. Okay, who disagrees with that? Y'all, we know Yahshua is Lord. The other one would go buy shoes and lead. I mean, these people, are these what you call educated Christians? I mean, is that what, that's the best y'all got to offer out there? Are you serious? Now, we decided to open up the debate for question and answers. And the reason being is because we wanted to get the crowd involved. I want all of y'all to understand Israel. Listen to me. In a debate format, are y'all listening? In a debate format, when we have Q&A, questions and answers, you're not there to give some type of dissertation or thesis. You're not there to lead into it. A question, you might know how long a sentence form question is. You ask a question. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to preach and teach and argue and all this other stuff. Ask a question. He answers, and then we move on. And that didn't happen. I was disappointed with us, with only a few of us, that instead of actually asking a question, we got to try to get into a debate, and I had to tell the moderator basically how to do his job. I said, brother, look, they are having their own individual debate eating up all the time so that other people can't even get questions in. I am the one that's there to do the debate with him, and we did that for the audience's sake. Not really. That's what it is. So next time we have a venue like it, remember, you are there to ask a question. And in that question, then the people that are debating, the affirmative, which was Ron Young, he is in charge to answer the question. All right, when they ask me a question, I answer the same. It's kind of hard to answer stupid questions, though, because that's basically what I got. It wasn't no intelligence to it whatsoever at all. I do appreciate the moderator. I think he did pretty good, all things considered. But I think that the next time we have a debate, we're going to have a moderator that knows how to referee, because I pretty much had to referee the debate. And the moderator is just a kind guy. I don't have anything negative to say about them. I don't have anything negative to say about Jacob's Well Assembly. The people that were there, they were very kind to us, and we thank them for inviting us. But now Ron Young, or Mr. Young, he wants to continue on in a debate. He expressed to me after the camera stopped rolling that he would like to debate the law. And, of course, we all know that you cannot just debate the law, because the law is too vast. You have to narrow the subjects of a law down. You have to narrow a subject of a law down, one aspect of it, and then we can debate from there. We're not going to have, if we're going to go forward with this, we're not going to have two different topics that we're going to be speaking about. We're going to speak about the law, and we're going to speak about one aspect of it. And I'm going to let Mr. Ron Young choose. How about that? Huh? How about that? So anyway, we'll go to the calling number. Guest calling number 310-982-4226. I also want to say, Straightway Praise Land outdid themselves. Evelyn, Nastasha, and all them was really working extremely hard. Now they get an opportunity to see what Sister Carol and all the sisters here at Straightway go through during a feast day, as well as all the brethren. They had an opportunity to see what the brethren go through here as a feast day. And we immensely enjoyed ourselves. And Kabir and them was just a great host. The house was big enough to host almost, 150-something people with no problem whatsoever at all. We had a beautiful time, and we ate well. Evelyn and them cooked. So Straightway cooked, and Georgia cooked, I believe that's what it was. And I think the Kansas City even got in on cook day. I also like to send a shout out to my sister Betty up there in Michigan, who thought so much about me and loved me so much that she bought me a pot of collard greens. And y'all just don't get it. But I mean, when she bought the pot of collard greens, my wife and them warmed them up, put them on the table. I ate two big old gigantic bowls of those collard greens. Two big, gigantic bowls of those collard greens. And I almost didn't even eat my food because I was eating so much collard greens. So, I mean, it was just, thank you, Sister Betty. Brother Juan defeated Elder Rufus in basketball, and right now they're 1-1. What else took place? A lot of things took place. It was just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time that we had there. And so we thank everyone that spend the time, the energy, and the effort to get there. We truly do. It's just a beautiful time. As a matter of fact, all the Israelites are trying to make this like an annual meeting, which Straightway Praise Land don't mind at all. We just have a beautiful family all the way across the board, and I don't know why anyone wouldn't want to be an Israelite. That's just the truth. All right, Pennsylvania. 717-717, Brother Zach. This is Pastor Dow. You on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. Let me say this. And I'd like to thank all the sisters who work so tirelessly and so hard behind the scenes. You're instrumental in helping and instrumental in doing a lot of things, just a beautiful, beautiful things. I see each and every last one of you who are working. I see the ones who are just bumping their gums. Believe me, I see it. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Zach, Pennsylvania, call number 717. This is Pastor Dow, Unit Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Zach?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Good to hear your voice.
Shabbat shalom.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say I'm here at Brother Tyree's place, and I've been here for a while. And Pastor, I have to say that for a long time, I was deceiving myself and I was deceiving straightway. I wasn't in the walk. I did not realize until the truth was brought to me. So it's been a very blessed week because I repented. And there has been some challenges, but I was just making excuses, Pastor. And I am committed to the walk, and I've been committed all week. And I will be seeing you at Passover, with your permission, of course. And I'm going to keep fighting, Pastor, because I am walking it. I decided this is the battle for my life. I can't make excuses anymore, and I was tired of being sick and tired of being tired, and that's the truth, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you, Passover.
Yes, sir. I will be there.
All right, my brother. God bless Sabbath. Right.
Yes, sir. Bless you.
All right. Now, if you want to get into the caller queue, you want to talk to Pastor Dow, I don't know if that automated voice comes on or not. If she doesn't come on, irrelevant, totally irrelevant. But if you want to speak to me, you must press number one to enter into the caller queue. That way, we know that you want to speak with Pastor Dow. If you don't press number one, then I can't pull you up because there's no indicator in the switchboard here to let me know that you want to speak to me. All right. We still have Brother Daniel Meir and Brother Patrick and his family. We got three brothers from Houston up here. Brother Gideon is still here. And his wife. We got Brother Romano. I think I'm saying his name right. Probably not, knowing me. And his family here from California. They're here. Beautiful brother, beautiful spirit, beautiful family. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go to call number 832 there in Texas. This is Pastor Dow, Unit Servitude Radio Broadcast. How can I help you?
Hey, Pastor. This is Travis Kinsler. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. How can I help, my brother?
I've been trying to reach you for about a month now. I've been, following you, and I got in contact with Brother Greg here. I've been fellowshipping in Houston.
Glory to the King. How can I help you?
Well, how can I help you? Because, basically we've been walking in tour for about 4 years, but we just came into your ministry and, real, recognized real. Whenever we found truth, we can hear it. And, I just want to make myself known and talking to Brother Andre about maybe coming up to visit y'all soon up there, if that would be all right, too.
Sure would. It'd be an honor to be able to meet you. How you can help me is simple. It's like this. Number one, love Yahweh the Elohim with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our spirit, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes, sir.
Serve the Messiah. Submit to the pastors and the elders who've been doing this a long time and know what they're doing. And be faithful to the ministry. Be faithful in your prayers, your support of the ministry. And you will fare well. I promise you, you will. And no
Hallelujah.
Matter what, keep your studies up and always stay connected and stay tuned. And if you do all these things, you will fare well. And you will never fall. You'll never get tired. You will continue to keep growing in grace and knowledge year after year after year.
I appreciate that. Bless you.
Hallelujah. All right,
look
is anything else, my brother?
Look forward. Well, I've got lots of things I could talk about, but I don't want to take up your time this evening. I'm sure, you know, it'll come in time.
Tell me something. Who was you with when you was following Torah? Who was you listening to?
Well, basically, I did an event out in West Texas, and I met a couple there that had a home Bible study group, and they were basically without leadership, although at the same time they were under, well, I guess you could say Michael Rood, you know, with the chronological gospels and Shabbat Night Live and everything like that. But it was a little bit of a different leadership structure. It was more just open forum, small group.
I got you.
Yes, sir. But that's whenever we started basically following and observing the Sabbath, and you know, came into a lot of truth from there. And we've just been out in the wilderness a lot, where we've been out of fellowship, and meeting the brothers here in Houston has been, and the sisters, has been very, very, very extremely refreshing.
Glory. They are a wonderful group of faithful, serious-minded Israelites. That is for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's beautiful. I mean, I get, like I said, refreshing is really only, you know, one word for it. But whenever you're wandering around in the desert and you can't find anybody with any type of understanding, and then, you know, and then Yah orders our steps and makes a way. And really, you know, we found you. I was doing a little bit of search on marriage and how to strengthen our marriage, and that's really how I came onto your channels. And that was about a month ago. And so really ever since then, not every day, but almost nearly every day, we turn on and we just kind of let your videos play in the background. And you know, we just have, you know, enjoyed every minute of it. And really, you know, thank you. I wish I could have found you, you know, 10, 15 years earlier. But, you know, Yah has a plan.
Hey, it's an honor for you to be with us and be with us in this walk and in this warfare. I appreciate it. Stay connected, my brother, and stay faithful, all right?
Yes, sir, will do, and the honor is mine. I appreciate everything that you're doing.
Thank you, sir. Bless you, my brother.
Bless you. We'll be in touch.
All right. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Yeah, he's more than welcome to come on up here. Hallelujah. Let's go to New York, Brother Israel. Call number 646-646. It's Pastor Dow, University of Truth Radio Broadcast. I can help you.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Pastor. I trust all is well.
Yeah, everything's going well. I can help you, Brother Israel.
Just to quickly comment on the debate, as they say, you mop the proverbial floor with Mr. Young, and this is the second time that I actually watched a debate, and for some reason the debatees do not know how to actually conduct a debate. They seem to fly off of these tangents for some reason, but Yob gets glory and everything was under control, and looks like another victory, as they say.
Well, I think it was myself personally, I think it was an embarrassment for the Christian side of things. I really truly do. I'm surprised, because you know that even that rough copy of the debate has got like 12 or 13,000 hits on it. So you know,
yes,
a lot of Christians watched that thing. You know they did. And I'm
absolutely sure
that they're doing their due diligence. I'm sure they're going back and trying to sharpen their pencils and get it to everything right. You know what I mean. I'm sure they're doing all that.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I do have a question, Pastor, and it's regarding Judges chapter 11. When he vowed a vow, and then when he came back from his victory, the first thing that he saw was his daughter. And then he allowed her to go into the mountains for 2 months. And then there seems to be a whether or not he actually did complete the vow and sacrificed his daughter. So I would like for you to, if you can, bring some clarity to that particular chapter.
I actually got a teaching up somewhere. If I was you, I would try to get a hold of Brother Jermaine. It's going to take me a long time to go through that in Judges chapter 11, but I've got a teaching up on that that I did a few years ago. As a matter of fact, it's there. It's literally there. But one of the brothers, somebody can come up with it. So some of y'all brothers find that teaching I did on that if y'all want to help Brother Israel out. Because it's going to take entirely too long to try to go through that to give you some clarity. You just have to watch the teaching, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. It should be in your channel, correct?
I think it should be on Straightway Tech Team or some one of those things like that. It may be on the channel. I don't know.
I'll take a look for sure.
All right, my brother.
All right. Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom. Well, I don't know who this is because it's a block number. I usually don't like answering block numbers because I just don't, you know what I mean? I just don't. If you got a block number, you call this show, more likely in the future, I'm probably not going to answer you. I'm just going to skip right over you. So we'll give us a try. I don't know who it is, who you are. All I see is 1111111. So how can I help you? All right, going once, twice, three times. Well, that was easy. Let's go to New York. Call number 585-585. This is Pastor Dowell, Universal Servitude Radio Broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
My name is Joshua Grimmage. I came into the faith about 3 months ago. I just wanted to make myself known to the ministry, and I also had a question. If you could answer this for me, about 2 weeks ago, I was looking at your deliverance and healing video, and
yes,
I was watching the video, and about 10 minutes into watching the video, my left side of my body started getting cold. I started getting goosebumps everywhere. And then, like my insides were just shaking, like, uncontrollably. And I just started breaking down, crying. I went into my prayer closet. I started repenting for all my sins. I just started praying to the Father. After that, I kept watching the video. Throughout, I was crying back and forth, crying, and my wife, she was watching it with me as well, and I got a nasty ankle injury from playing basketball about 10 years ago. Actually, I was supposed to get surgery for it, and going through, watching the video and stuff, my wife actually came down, she dropped down to her knees, she put a hand over my feet. And, after that, the next day I woke up, my ankle wasn't hurting at all, and it just so happened that I actually had a basketball game that next day. So I went to play to see if my foot was healed. And actually, still to this day, since that day, I haven't had any pain. I'm able to do anything I want to do without any pain. And, I'm assuming that definitely was a healing. But I was just, I just had a question because I know, when you were talking about the healing, one of the things, like you said, the greatest secret was having the Ruach. I know I don't have the Ruach because I haven't spoken in tongues or anything. And my wife, as we were talking about it, she was letting me know, I didn't even command for your ankle to be healed. She was just like, some just told her to get on her knees and just put her hands over my feet. And I was just trying to figure out exactly, you know, what was that about? Because I don't have the Ruach. She didn't command it, but still my foot is healed.
Well, Yah used her hands as a contact point to be able to touch you and to heal you. Period.
Okay.
What you're experiencing, as far as that deliverance goes, you know, is just a manifestation of some spirits that you're hosting that's in there.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yes, sir. Okay, because I was just, like I said, I listen to your videos, I take heed to what you say, and I, you know, everything that I do, I definitely try to do it in order. So it was just, you know, I believed it, but it was just like, you know, why if I didn't have, you know, those certain things happening to me? But, yeah, definitely. Thank you, because I was just trying to figure that out, and I'm definitely happy. I'm going into faith, and I actually talked to Elder Becker because I was wanting to, me and my wife was wanting to go to a Shabbat, and he gave me some information as far as some brothers up in New York. I actually talked to Brother Steve as well, so I do planning on going to a Shabbat sometime next month. But also, I just want to thank you, Pastor Dow. You've definitely been a blessing to me. It's definitely been a change in my life, my wife's life, and I just want to thank the Father for you coming into, you know, coming into my life. I thank you.
Hallelujah.
I definitely thank you, sir.
Glory to the King.
Yes, sir.
It's a beautiful thing. Isn't it?
Yes. Oh, it is beautiful. Look at here. I've cried so much throughout this past week. I can't believe it. Oh, my goodness. I've been like a little baby. But it's a beautiful thing. I feel the change. I see the change. And I just want to continue to grow in this space, sir.
Well, hallelujah. Be encouraged and stay connected, all right?
Yes, sir. I definitely will. Thank you, Pastor Dow. I appreciate it.
All right. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Let's go to Illinois. Call number 773-773. That's the area code. This is Pastor Dow, Unitarian Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Pastor Dow?
I am doing very, very well. Who are you?
My name is Eddie. I'm calling from Houston.
Eddie from Houston.
I wanted to make myself known. So I visited Brother Greg last week for the first time for the debate. So I just wanted to call and make myself known to the ministry.
Well, if you're already down there with Brother Greg now, you made yourself known, and it's also good that you're calling in. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, I just wanted to get some guidance on a few things that I'm dealing with as far as my life. Like, I'm trying to get my life back on track.
Uh-huh.
I went through some stuff with my wife. She left me, so I'm just trying to figure out stuff for me. But it kind of seems like I've been looking for the truth for a long time, and what you say resonates in my soul. But sometimes it seems like even though I'm trying to do the right thing, I kind of get in my own way. So I don't know, like, what's with that?
What's with what?
Because it seems like, you know, I'll be doing the things that I'm supposed to do, but, you know, things never, like, work out in my favor. It seems like something always, I guess, like, holding me back or just, like, not allowing me to reach my full potential.
Well, number one, you got to be able to change your mind about a lot of things. There's a lot of things that you have received and accepted in life, and they become your standard operating procedure. You got to be transparent with the brethren down there so they can pretty much pinpoint what's going on.
Okay.
And then what they can do is they can actually counsel you through deliverance to help you to apparently get some type of curse off of you.
Yeah, because that's what I think it is, you know, like, I think it's just, like, something that's, that I've been carrying with me for a long time. And even though, like, I've always been searching for the truth, and I, like, I try to live as righteous as I can, it's like something just, like, got a hold of me pretty tight, if that makes sense.
Right. Well, you're in a perfect place down there with the brother, and that's for sure, because they definitely can help you.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, my brother. You be encouraged, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
All right, let's go to California. Call number 442-442 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you there in California?
How you doing, Pastor Dow? Shabbat Shalom.
Doing well, doing well. Who am I speaking with?
This is Brother Timothy. I talked to you the ninth of your blog talk radio. This is me calling again.
All right.
Me and my wife, we've been watching you for some time, since June, as I said before. And I'm just trying to get guidance like the previous brother about baptism, because we don't want to go into this half-hearted. We want to make sure before we get baptized that we're doing this the right way. I've been watching a lot of your videos on salvation and deliverance. But being in the Baptist church, we really didn't get the proper teachings, the proper straight way of knowing what we need to do leading up to baptism.
Right.
And
also,
we would love to come up to the feast next year if we are allowed to.
Yeah, sure you are. You can come Passover.
Yes, sir. I'm actually, like I said, I'm in Mississippi, but I still have my California number because I was in the military out there.
I got you. So, yeah, you're pretty close then.
Yes, sir. We also been looking for people to connect with, but we don't know anybody here directly in Mississippi. We know you have people in Louisiana and Texas and, of course, Tennessee headquarters.
I think Brother Leslie is in Mississippi. I truly do. I think Brother Leslie is in Mississippi. Brother Shane, write down this phone number that's in this caller queue right here, and I'll get this phone number to Brother Leslie, and we'll put you in contact with him. All right, my brother?
Yes, sir. I really do appreciate it, because we've been trying to stay encouraged, but it's just been tough being around people, because we've been looking at life now from a different lens since we came into the ministry with you guys, and it's just sometimes it gets hard for us as we're trying to prepare ourselves to move to the next, you know, steps here. And sometimes we feel a little lost, but we just continue to be praying and seeking counsel.
Well, you're going to actually get a lot of opposition. I can promise you that. And that's how you know you're in the truth. Because when you were in Christian lies or whatever it was, I can tell you one thing, you never got any opposition. But now that you're in the truth, you're going to find out all the people who is actually under the control of the devil.
Yes,
so
sir.
They will attack you, literally, for doing the truth.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we'll get you in touch with hopefully Brother Leslie. I think he's in, according to what Kabir said, Brandon, Mississippi. I don't know how far that is from, but if you're in the state of Mississippi, that's closer than a lot of people.
Yes, sir. This is exactly where I live at. I live here in Brandon.
Well, that's even closer. Look at there. Got one right in the same city. Oh, ain't y'all good?
Yes, sir. Yes, he is all the time.
Hey, you just make sure that I'm sure that Brother Leslie is going to contact you. I want to make sure that we got. Hold on, let me make sure, because I want to do a backup, because sometimes I depend on people to do something, and sometimes it don't always happen, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to get this number.
Sir.
I'm going to get this number wrote down here for a second. All right.
Me and my wife, we actually been looking at tents now, just preparing ourselves and, like I said, just working on our salvation, trying to get our family, my family together. I just thank you for all that you and the Straightway Ministry is doing, because it's really been blessing us and helping us along the way.
Well, hey, all you got to do is stay connected, keep watching, keep listening, and hopefully support the ministry so you can help us get this word out even more so. The most high y'all discovered
yes,
you.
I've definitely been
he got
supporting.
You. Hallelujah. He got
yes,
you.
Sir. Yes, sir. I've definitely been sending my tithes, and I'm working to where I can get myself set up. I'm doing so much, just trying to get out of this world like you instructed. I definitely, more than anything, I just make sure I pay my tithes, and I'm working on getting my offerings together so I can do it the right way.
Hey, but hey, I don't blame you to keep working, to get up out of this, you know, far away from this wicked world as you can. And when your heart is settled right, the Most High Yah, He'll make a way for you.
Yes, sir. I received that.
All right, my brother. Let me get to the next call here. Okay. Nice hearing your voice.
Yes, sir. Nice hearing you as well, sir.
All right. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, sir.
Man, some nice people here. Let's go to Michigan 313. Sister Betty. Sister Betty, this is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shalom, Pastor Dow.
Hey, shalom, darling.
Just calling in to say thank you for the compliment, and I'm so glad that you and others were able to enjoy those greens.
Oh, we definitely enjoyed them. You seen everybody eyeballing them and looking at them, and I had to share them, though. You know, I had a spirit just one time say, you know these greens are just for you, don't you?
I knew you couldn't keep them all to yourself.
I ate a whole lot of them, though. I'm telling you, I did. I almost didn't eat my food.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed them. I was calling in, really, because I wanted to just tell you from myself and Brother Juan that we love you. We love Mother Carol, the whole ministry. You made us really, really proud at that debate. I mean, it was
really?
Yes, sir. There was no comparison. No comparison. It was. You crushed them, like you really did. You brought the heat. You really did. You shut them down, and it was just powerful. I learned something new every time I fellowship, and it's a bittersweet moment when it's time to go because I'm ready to come back right after we leave. So I just wanted to say that we really enjoyed ourselves, and thank you to Brother Kabir for opening up his home and. I really enjoyed being able to experience Praise Land. It was just a good experience, and it was just wonderful and blessed.
I am so glad and so happy that y'all made the sacrifice to be able to come. Hey, check this out, Sister Betty. You know that guy is a theologian?
I can't believe it. He failed to back up his point. And if all else fails, he resorted to, we conquered it. I was, what? We conquered it. I didn't know that was something we wanted.
Sister, you got me, too. I was looking for a better fight than that, but I don't know. You know what I mean? It is what it is, but I tell you, I'm happy that I made y'all proud. Hey, Brother Kabir in Straightway Praise Land promised to have part two of the debate, Easter, up by tomorrow night. So,
okay.
If we do, I'm going to upload that, too, because it's a very clear picture, and the audio is easy to understand. Give that Christmas debate with this theologian, this ruling elder and head schoolmaster against the Hebrew Israelite Pastor Dow. Give that video to your mother and tell her to look at that and see what she thinks. Because after all, I mean, that was a theologian. Because that, I mean, that's what Christians do.
But you hit every point he tried to make, and he tried. It wasn't even a success. Every point he tried to make, you just came in just like that and just shut it down. And it was, it seemed easy.
It was. It was very easy. You know, he wants to debate the law now. And I said, man, you really in trouble now. You done jumped out of the frying pan into the fire now.
Yes, yes. That'll go on for hours.
Hey,
Brother,
this is
debate.
Not only does he want to debate the law, he wants to debate the law here at Sabbath, here at Straightway.
Oh, wow. Maybe they'll learn something and have a change of heart when they come.
Well, you know, them people don't love him enough to travel like the way we travel.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
No. Yeah, Israel love their pastor. I know y'all love me because I love y'all. And they don't love him enough to travel and support like the way y'all did.
Mm-mm. Nope, not at all.
All right, my sister, thank you for bringing me that gift.
One more thing. Brother Juan said Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, how's his leg doing?
It's doing fine.
Holding up, Pastor. Holding up.
Holding up.
All right. Hold up. I just want one more thing. I just wanted to give a shout out to the sisters of Straightway. They work really, really hard. Like, it's just amazing how they just from sun up to sundown, they don't miss a beat. They don't miss a beat. Even traveling away from Tennessee, I really appreciate it. They really took care of us, made sure we ate through the night. So I just want to just say I appreciate it, and I learned so much from them.
All right. Bless you, my sister. Love you dearly.
Bless you,
bro.
Love you, too.
Love you, Pastor. Bless you.
Hallelujah, my brother. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Our sisters do work extremely hard. And, of course, the whole idea of that is that many of you sisters out there would see how hard they work, and then you would actually want to pitch in and help alleviate some of that load, that workload. I mean, as the old saying goes, many hands make light work. That's one reason, hey, the brethren that came here to help build on this tabernacle, man, we are greatly appreciated. We are greatly appreciative for them coming because these brothers see what all we have to do when we just have our skeleton crew. And it's a lot. And we had about 20 brothers, 15, 20 brothers here working, and we got all this. They was like, wow. I said, yeah. They said, yeah, man. Look, y'all do all this work when we're not even here. I said, yes, sir. So it's an honor to have them to come. Some people, you know, they in on it, and some people just ain't. That's okay. That's all right. I know one thing, that Yah will always bless the sacrifice and the labor of those hands who contribute to his work. Always will. Let's go to Wisconsin, Straightway Praise Land. Call number 920, Brother Kabir. This is Pastor Dow, you're on Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you, Brother Kabir.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom. How you doing?
Shabbat.
Can you hear me?
Pastor? Yes, sir. I can hear you well. How can I help you?
Hey, I wanted to say first, I just want to give a shout out to all the saints that you brought up here, Mother Carol, Sister Jennifer, Sister Ashley in Tennessee. I know she was helping from afar. Sister Caroline, Sister Bobby. And I got to thank Sister Jordan for making me some oatmeal cookies. So she was very thoughtful there. And then obviously all the people from Indiana, my brother Daniel and brother Samuel for doing helping out here. And then obviously Brother Gideon, making sure you were safe and everything. But Pastor, I want to thank you because I know you love me because you came all the way out here twice. This is your second time coming out here. And you came out here because you came out here and was willing to debate with Pastor, Ron Young. Obviously, all the other saints came, and I know they would have came, but I know they came for you and me, but I was able to see my old family that I used to be in the world, and it was able to see my new family side by side. And I can tell you I chose the right family. I mean, this is it was a treat. I've only been in this, been in the ministry since July 2017. And within a year, I do not regret, you know how much I love my ex-wife at the time and my children and how much I gave up to be in the truth. And I can tell you I don't regret one iota of choosing the children of Yah. And I got to tell you something that I observed being at that debate. Now, I've got to listen to it more because of I've been watching it as we've been putting it on our YouTube. But one of the things I observed that I don't know if you noticed is you got our people in the middle. You got the Christians on the outside of the in the audience, right? You know, they have like four type of, aisles or whatever. But, you know, two in the middle and then you had the two outside. But I noticed even towards the end, a lot of the Christians, people that I used to labor with, was leaving early. And I was thinking to myself, like, they just live around the corner. All they got to do is finish, but they're just not serious, you know. And when you look at the people who travel far away from California, all the way from Japan, I think we had a brother from Japan who also was out there. But you have people from all over the United States that came to this debate, and the questions that they asked of the debate was just superb. I just felt like I was on a New England Patriots type of team. I don't know who's doing well now, but you know, but I was on a team that just dominated, you know, in every way, from the people asking questions to the person doing the debate to how we carried ourselves. We were there first. It's just in every way, and I've done big events at my house before. This is not the first one. It's the first time I've had that many people. How many people we had over at the house? Maybe. I mean, I use every inch of this house. We had like over 50 people sleeping here. But out of all of it, this is probably the best event that I had by far. I enjoyed every moment of it, and I appreciate all the help that I have and just enjoying time with my – it was like a big family reunion. And I do hope you guys do come back again because we will be honored to have, you know, some type of mini feast up here where we can just fellowship. So anyway, I just wanted to share that, Pastor. I love you. I love the saints. I love each and every one of the saints, and amazing. I'm really blessed to be able to be a part of Straightway.
Well, it's a blessing to be able to have you. Like I often say, welcome home. You're at home now. It's like what a lot of people that are waking up, that Yah is giving them. The eyes to see and the ears to hear. I know how disappointing it must be to have that type of experience at the same time a joyous experience when you actually be able to not only see us side by side with the people who you used to formerly fellowship with, but you can tell even our brothers and sisters on a scholarly level. Man, them people sound like that they're 2 or 3 years old just learning how to talk compared to our people.
And it doesn't surprise because they don't teach them the word, Pastor. They don't. Not like how you really, when I remember when I first came into the truth and listening to you and you used to talk about, you know, this is like university, you know, and I didn't understand the lingo, but now I understand. I mean, when you teach, I mean, you teach people how to dig in that word for themselves, how to look behind the words and how to do their own research in your church. You just teach us the word. You just preach the word. And in Christianity, they just teach them philosophy, vain philosophy. So that's why they couldn't even formulate any type of academic or educational or even smart questions because they just don't know better. You know, they're like little babies just drinking on milk, all of them. And just to let you know, Ron Young is known. I mean, they felt that out of all the people in the community in this state, he would have been the best person to go. That was their best to offer to debate you on this stuff. And you treated him like he was a kid in elementary. And you were like Muhammad Ali, had knocked him out a long time ago. You just kept him around just to have fun with him, Pastor. I mean, it was just amazing how you. You were prepared. You quoted sources, the Bible. You had other sources like the encyclopedia. And Ron was just trying to figure this thing out by the seat of his pants. I don't know if he underestimated you. I don't know if that was his best. But I'm looking forward to seeing his debate in Tennessee. Now, I know these people, and I saw how they treated me when I was going through my situation, how they left me hanging. I know that not too many people are going to support him. I'll be surprised if one person comes down to Tennessee outside of his family to come down there and support him in Tennessee if he was to debate.
I don't think they're coming. I saw the character of those people, and it wasn't good.
I mean, you got I couldn't even get people who live around the area, Pastor, just to come to the debate. They were just like maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes away, and they wouldn't even show up to a debate. So I just – and this is an affluent area too. You know, I think about what Jesus says when he says that that it's easier for a camel to go in the eyes of a needle than it is for a rich man to make it to the kingdom of heaven. I don't think these people truly understand that when you have some form of wealth, that, I mean, this is serious. You know, you got to be really to lay. I'm not saying you can't make it. I'm a guy that made it. Zacchaeus, right? He saw the truth. You know, you have Joseph, and you got different people that see the truth. But I'm just saying it's not easy to give up all that stuff for the kingdom because they put too much trust in that. Does that make sense? The cares of this world is what stifled them from even experiencing the kingdom of God.
Hey, Brother Kabir, and that community tried everything in its power to go behind the scenes to make sure that Ron Young did not debate me up there in Green Bay.
That is true. I mean, they called him. He wouldn't budge. They tried to call his elders, hoping they could put pressure on the elders, to put pressure on Ron, to keep him from debating you because they were concerned that they'll be giving you a platform. And what did Ron say? Ron says, hey, this dude already has his own platform, and they have a community here, and they're here to stay. I mean, that was beautiful. So, but I appreciate Ron. I just wanted to say I do thank Ron because this wouldn't have happened if Ron didn't, you know, challenge you to debate and to hold true to his word, because he could have backed out. It sounds like people backed out in the past who's challenged you before, but Ron was a man of his word, and he did debate, and I do appreciate that. He has been very honorable, not to the to your guys' level, but you know what I'm saying, but he has been honorable to his capacity with me, even with personally with the family situation, and he is the headmaster of my children's school, and I do really appreciate everything he's done to try to help, even bringing this debate here to try to give people an opportunity to see both sides. So
I agree with you 100%. My question is this: do you think that Jacob's Well is going to allow Mr. Young to open up the doors of the church to have another debate again?
I think so, because I think that we did such a good job. I mean, when Straightway got there, one of the big things that I know I told my team is that make sure that when we leave that place, we leave it better than we found it. So I think we did a good job in leaving it nice. There was no altercation. It was almost a slight altercation on their side, but nothing on our side. And so I think they will be open to it. So I got that's something I'll ask Ron, if he'll be open to another debate at Jacob's Well, to see what he says.
All right. All right, my brother. Keep holding up. Holding the fort up.
All right, Pastor, and I love you. Hey, by the way, just want to let you know, we do have a video. The videos are ready to go, but now we just got to upload it. So just want to let you know it's up faster than we thought. So we'll get that out by tonight if we can get it uploaded. So
glory to the King. That'll be all right.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Shabbat Shalom. Look forward to hearing you on Shabbat service. Love you.
All right, my brother. Shabbat Shalom. Bless y'all straightway. Praise land. Hello. Let's go to Indiana. Call number 317-317, Pastor Dow, Universal Servitude Radio Broadcast. How can I help you?
Hey, Pastor. This is Brother Lee from Indianapolis. Brother Dan.
Hello?
What did you say?
Who is this, Brother Lee?
Yes, sir.
All right. Come on, man. What you got, Brother Lee?
No, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you and the ministry and all that you do for us, man. Do appreciate it. It's not enough thanks in the world. But this is why I just want to tell you that. And Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you, Brother Lee. Shabbat Shalom, my brother.
All right.
Let's go to Louisiana. Call number 504-504. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with You, the radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hey, Yes. Pastor, you hear me?
Yes, sir. I got you.
Okay. This is Pastor Norman Adams, and I was calling you, letting you know that we have been in touch with you all lately for the last few weeks. My wife and I have been journeying in, and I have really been enjoying what our ears have been hearing. And just want you to know that the strong believers in what you're talking about, and this is something new to us, but we know that there's a history behind it, and we believe that what we're hearing is good for our soul. You know, just want to let you know that we talked to Elder Beckham, my wife did, and my wife happened to bring me on board to listen, and I've really been enjoying what I'm hearing.
Glory to the King. Where are you located at, Pastor, down there in Louisiana?
I'm in Harvey, Louisiana, right outside
Harvey.
Of New Orleans.
Oh, okay, okay, you're on the other side.
Other side of the river, right.
Oh, okay, other side of the river. Are you a current pastor of a church down there?
Well, not pastoring in a church right now. I was, but I've been setting out due to some, things that's been going on. And it's really about the truth, sharing the truth. You know, and I've been hearing this, and this is something that I like what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Coming from you all. And we are coming to the Passover. We're on board.
Hallelujah.
With that. You'll be there. And we got some our tickets. We haven't registered yet, but we are planning on registering pretty soon, my wife and I. Oh, wait a minute. Let my wife explain it to you a little better.
All right.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Bless you. Bless you, Mother. Shabbat shalom.
Yeah. I have been listening to everything since July. One of my sisters in Atlanta, I went up there to visit.
Uh-huh.
Where they got connected. I've been there by Elder Rufus. That was in July. I'm sorry, that was August. August. But I've been listening. She's been sending me the video since July.
Right.
I've been fellowship by Pastor Elder Rufus in August when I went up there to visit her. And so we enjoyed that. My husband wasn't with me at the time. And so I came back and shared some things with him. And so, you know, his understanding been open and everything. And so we're glad. And so I talked to Elder Becker twice. And so they put me and my husband's name on a list to come up for the Passover.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, we're excited about it. And it's just been a blessing, you know, to hear who we are, our identity, and where we're going. And so we're thankful for you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Well, thank y'all for calling in.
Did my husband say our name?
No.
We're the Adams. Norman and Cassandra Adams.
Norman and Cassandra Adams. All right, I got you.
Yes. We thought we weren't getting in tonight.
Huh?
We thought we wasn't getting into you tonight. This is our first time calling. We didn't know we was calling the right number or not.
Yeah, you got in. Hallelujah.
Good.
All right.
Hallelujah. I have
bless
one more question,
family. Sure. Go ahead.
I was trying to online by your email. You know, say, ask Pastor Dow. Is that still working?
It does still work. It's just that it's really, really difficult for me to actually get to all those questions because I get about 200 questions a day, and you can imagine how far behind I am, and I'll never, ever, ever be able to get to all of them. But I'm in a process of actually building a new tabernacle up here, and I work extremely hard from just about with the brethren up here, sun up, sun down on days that it's not raining. And then the days that it's not rain, well, it has rained, and then I use that to try to catch up with ministry work and stuff. But, man, I tell you, my sister, just keep trying, okay?
I understand. No, Pastor, I needed to try to connect it to some sisters because we don't have anybody out here, basically.
Right.
I've tried to connect with Sister Jennifer. I've left two messages, but, you know, maybe she's busy, but, you know, nothing has been returned. And so I don't know who to connect with. Or
I'll give Sister Jennifer your phone number, okay?
Okay.
All right, my sister.
Thank you so much.
All right, bless y'all.
Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
All right, let's go to Texas. Call number 512-512, Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. I can help you in Texas. Texas going once.
Hey, Pastor Dow.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Hey, I can.
This is doing well. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
I've been watching your stuff on YouTube for a couple of months since I retired from the military. And
all right.
I reached out to your organization and I got in contact with the Pastor Gregory down here in Houston. I'm over in Austin. And I just want to say I had a leader back in the day when I was going through OTS. And he said, I'm a realist. I'm not all these other things. I'm a realist.
Right.
And that's one thing that I have to give to you because you keep it real. And I have never heard anyone speak the way you've spoken the past couple of months of me watching your videos. So I want to say thank you. I saw the debate. And everything, the deception is so deep.
Yeah.
It's deep-rooted. And, you know, I messed around and told my kids the other day, hey, all this stuff, we about to stop celebrating it because it's not real. And they had tears in their eyes and everything else. But I'm just like, hey, we gotta come up out of this. So I want to get with Brother Gregory down in Houston a little bit more, get more information, try to bring my family in to visit with you guys and get a better understanding because I was looking for a community out here in the Austin area that I could get affiliated with and get more grounded in. So this is my first time calling in. I wasn't sure calling saying me, but I had it on mute, so that's why it took me a minute to catch up.
What's your name again, brother?
Robert Andre.
Robert.
Yes, sir.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
1 second. All right, my brother, we got it down. We're gonna get it going. Hey, I tell you,
yes, sir.
Was you able to watch the new upload of the debate that I posted on YouTube today?
I saw the much cleaner version. The first one I was screening, it was real fuzzy.
Right.
I didn't get a chance to watch the whole one, but I am gonna go back and watch it.
Yeah, it'll be good because that way you can educate, you can set your family down and educate them. Because Kabir, he just got finished calling in and said they're going to get up the Easter video tonight. So we're going to also get out that feed too so everybody can have a real good clean copy of it. Download it, share it on Facebook, share it across the world, and let everybody see the difference between a Christian theologian and an Israelite pastor.
Yes, sir. Now, one thing that I know it's been stated you're going to come up against a lot of opposition. And
sure.
I'm finding even my blood brothers and sisters, they understand that we are the real Israelites. They
then
understand that all of this is a deception. But we're finding out how deep this rabbit hole goes. And it is ridiculous. So it's now the question is, how do you come out of this? I guess you're gonna come against it either way it goes, coming out of it. Because
you are.
I told my children driving to school, hey, you know, all of this, Merry Christmas, there's no such thing as a big jolly green elf riding around giving people toys and stuff. You know, and, you know, they had tears in their eyes. I understand they're 5 and 7. So I'm trying to get to this point where we can all get on the same page, and I feel like that internal, hey, they're just kids. They don't need to hear about this now. You don't have to ruin this. And I'm like, no, but they need to know the truth. So
that's right.
I'm not trying to be a hard, you know what, but I have to be in order to get the message across. And, you know, just trying to seek guidance everywhere I can because, I mean, I got flaws left and right, and I'm trying to get everything fixed, and I see the direction we need to go, and I'm trying to position myself to be focused at that direction and stay on that direction. So I just want to speak to some other like-minded brethren that can, you know, have my back when I need that help and support.
Well, you'll have it down there in Texas with Brother Greg, and remind you, that's your family. You are the head of that family. As for me and my house,
yes,
we're going to serve the Most High. So you lead them and guide you as the Most High y'all see fit, and I know that he bought you the right way because he bought you to the straight way. That's for sure. So we'll put you in touch even more so with Brother Greg, and you'll love the family down there in Houston. He can answer all these questions that you have.
Roger that. Well, again, thank you very much. Shabbat Shalom. And I'm just excited. I'm ready to start this new journey.
All right, my brother. Shabbat Shalom.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Florida. Brother Jeff, call number 904-904. It's Pastor Dowie on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Jeff.
How you doing, Pastor Dowie? Shalom to you, Pastor.
Doing well.
That's good. That's good to hear. Brother, yes, Pastor. Hey, I watched your debate. Man, I have to say, man, you tear a hole in that pastor, man.
Hey, Brother Jeff, man, it lets you know one thing. When that Bible talks about a strong delusion and how real it is, we were able to see it firsthand.
Yes, sir.
When people are blind, I mean, the Yahshua wasn't playing. These people are truly blind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead, Brother Jeff.
Yes, sir, Pastor. I want to break down on this scripture. You know, it's a scripture that is abortion to be criminalized, you know, and TYT Gank Uger, he pulled the scripture about abortion to be criminalized. It was may I say the scripture to you, Pastor Dell?
Go ahead.
Numbers 5:11 and 31. And wanted to see here. I got my Bible open here, sir, so I'm trying to see, can I read some of the scriptures here to you? And I just want your breakdown on it, you know, if abortion is to be criminalized, if you know what I mean. So let me see here. So, yeah, I'm going to read the scripture here for you, sir. May I read it here for you?
You read Numbers chapter 5:11-31. Chapter 5, verse 11 and verse 31?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, Numbers 5:11. Hold on. 5:11-31.
That's the jealousy law.
Exactly. Hold on, sir. Oh, my gosh.
But go ahead and say what you need to say, because we got a few more callers we need to get to.
Okay, sir, yes. Well, you know, I wanted to know if... Okay, hold on. 5:31. Okay, 5:11-31, right? Then shall the man be guiltless from iniquity, and his woman shall bear her iniquity. So
right.
So yeah, I just want your feedback on that real quick. You know, if abortion is to be criminalized or not,
that has nothing to do with abortion.
Come again?
That passage of scripture has nothing to do with abortion.
Right.
It's talking about a man's wife going aside and committing a trespass against him and lying with and a man lying with her carnally, and is hid from the eyes of her husband. And then a spirit of jealousy comes up on the husband, because that's his wife is pretty much his property.
Right.
And of course, if she was lying, there was a test that the priest would do. And of course, you know, if a woman, you know, adultery is defined by the status of a woman, and if she committed adultery, she should be put to death according to the law. Now, since we can't put people to death no more because we're in this Gentile world under the auspice and rule of the oppressor, the man has to put her away, get a divorce from her, and never go back into her again, because he'd be defiled as hell. See, that's the reason why when we learn this law, now, are you following me? When you know this law, you're supposed to abide by it when it's in your heart. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Because if any woman commit any adultery or trespass against any husband in his ministry, if he don't put her away, we're going to put him out of the ministry. That's how we operate, because we're not having that evil come up on us.
Right. Okay.
All right, my brother, I got to get going to the next phone call, all right?
Thank you, Pastor Dow. Shalom to you, Pastor Dow.
Shalom. Let's go to Wisconsin, Brother Jim, 262. How can I help you, Brother Jim?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. How are you this evening?
Doing well. Shabbat Shalom.
Great. Yeah, I was listening to the conversation you had with Brother Kabir about the debate. Made me think about a couple of different, you know, things with that. And as I was waiting, you know, to possibly get in on this caller queue, I thought about some more, and it really boils down to one thing. It's what I had talked with another brother about, but these people don't believe that the Bible truly is the word of God to mankind. They don't believe that this is Yah's word to us. They just think it's a nice book, you know, that gives honor to, you know, the name God, the word God, but it is not the book of laws, rules, and instructions for us to abide by. And for that reason, they just do anything they want to do. You know, it's just as it says, they all do whatever is right in their own eyes. And because they don't know the truth, they don't have the love of the truth, kind of like the man who was speaking to you just a few moments ago from Texas, and he said, you know, I got to tell my children the truth. You know, it doesn't matter. And I think about so many times what it says in Jeremiah 16 and 19, and I think about my own life, and I think about why was I not ever told the truth to begin with when I was young. So that's
the people
my
blind.
On those people. Yes, sir. You know, and I saw those people, you know, it's just like Brother Kabir said, you know, they left halfway through the debate, and then towards, you know, the end of the debate, more people just left because they weren't going to, you know, stay for whatever reason. And we filled up two-thirds of the, you know, two-thirds of the audience of that debate was our people. He didn't even hardly have any of their people who had come, which really floored me. Shows little support.
Hallelujah. All right, Bro Jim.
Yes, sir.
All right, bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
Let's
go to Louisiana. Call number 504. Pastor Dowell, you know, Service Youth Radio Broadcast. I can help you.
Hello, Pastor. You hear me?
Yes, I can. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Kurt Trumbo. I believe I called about 6 months ago or so during Passover, Unleavened Bread.
Okay.
But the reason why I'm calling, there was an elderly man that called, which you know, provoked me to call to try to kind of get in contact with him so I could have, you know, more people to fellowship with. I actually got in contact with a brother, Sean, down in Lockport, Louisiana, from Elder Becker. And I actually met his family, and I'm just, you know, working with him, trying to, you know, come more to the truth. And he's helping guide me, you know, personally. So I was just trying to make myself more known and hopefully get in contact with the elderly gentleman.
What's your name?
My name is Kurt Trumbull.
Kurt Trumbull?
Yes, Kurt. Yes, Kurt Trumbull. Yes, sir.
Tell you what, we'll do some investigation and see about what we can get a fellowship going down there with y'all, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I have another question. I've come to the truth, and I've been I'm trying to be more honest with myself and more transparent with myself. You know, I've come to the truth, and I've actually been practicing and, you know, celebrating the Shabbat and stuff like that. But a few weeks ago, you know, I've just had a spirit that just, you know, kind of pulled me away, and I just, you know, transgressed and went, you know, kind of back to my old ways. So can you give me, if you know off the top of your head, is there any scriptures or anything? Because, you know, I've been feeling bad about it, and
You know the reason why you're feeling bad?
No, sir.
Because you went aside from that which you already know is right. And the Ruach, or the Holy Spirit, is convicting you of sin. So what you need to do is repent and then walk in the newness of life.
Yes, sir.
That's your solution.
Yes, I've been doing it. That's why I'm trying to get and more in contact and just, you know, trying to surround myself with more people of the truth and you know, that's in the Bible and stuff like that. So I've repented from it, but I just I know there's other things that I need to get delivered from. So I'm just trying to, you know, just hopefully move on from that and just, you know, find out some scriptures and stuff like that just to help me out personally.
All right. Well, I mean,
it's
a time of growth. It really is. And believe me,
yes,
you will grow in this ministry. You'll grow in this ministry in 1 year faster than you ever would in 20 years of Christianity.
Yes, sir, I understand that completely.
So just stay connected, and you stay disciplined to stay connected, and you'll see the deliverance and growth in your own life, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Listen, y'all, if you are not a patron already, you may want to consider going over there and signing up over there on Patreon. I got a lot of videos out there, and stuff is starting to increase even more so. A lot of stuff on Patreon is that I don't even share on YouTube. I'm getting to the point on YouTube, if you notice, I'm not casting my pearls before swine too often or too many times. And I ain't giving that which is holy unto a dog. And for you, Brother Kabir, and of course Moses chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of Yah than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. So you made a good choice. Let's go to California, Sister Candace. Call number 619-619. This is Pastor Dow. You're on Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Sister Candace?
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom, Pastor. I don't want anything. I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for all the videos. I want to say I praise Yah for the deliverance video when we got together on last Shabbat with Sister Cheryl, Sister Isis, and Sister Nikki. After it was before the debate started, we watched the deliverance videos from 2016, and we were blessed. We got our deliverance. And so I just want to tell you thank you, Pastor. Thank you for everything you do. Hallelujah.
You're welcome.
Oh,
keep praying. Keep praying for me, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We surely will. We just love you and we appreciate you and thank y'all for you, Pastor, and all the ministry, all the saints, all the pastors, all the elders, just everyone. We're just blessed to be a part. We're so blessed. Thank you so much.
Well, it's a joy having you.
Thank you, Pastor. Bless you so much. Bless you all. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Canada. Call number 289-289. It's Pastor Dow, Unum Survey 2 Radio Broadcast. I can help you there in Canada.
Shabbat shalom, family.
Shabbat shalom.
Hello. I saw your debate. It was a clear win in your corner, obviously. And I would just like to say on Brother Ron's behalf, he actually did pretty good. I've watched other Christian apologists debate, and it's always, oh, that's from the Old Testament. That doesn't apply. And it gets really ugly. So it was pretty good on both characters' behalf, yours and his. But I had a question for you.
What's your name?
Andy.
All right, Andy, what's your question?
I know from ministry to ministry, some say that the Christians are part of the body, but they will just have to go through the tribulation a lot more than we do. And then others say that they are not a part of the body. I just wanted to know where you stood on that.
Do you have your Bible?
Oh, I can get it on the computer.
Okay. Can you pull it up real quick?
Okay. Yep.
Go to Romans chapter 11.
Okay.
Verse 26. And read that, please. Read it loud.
It says, and so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, that the deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove godlessness from Jacob.
So who's going to be saved?
All Israel.
There you go. You got my answer.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and take care. Bless to all the family, and Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. So we stick with the book. Call number 971-971, Oregon. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you. In Oregon. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth Radio broadcast.
Oh, hello.
Oregon. Hello, shalom. Hell is low, but shalom.
Yeah. Oh, shalom. So I wanted to ask you, can a single parent join your community?
Well, I mean, what's your name first? Like, know who I'm talking to.
Oh, I'm Chantel from Seattle.
Chantel from Seattle, okay. Well, joining the community, you know, the Bible speaks in Acts chapter 2, and the Most High added to the assembly daily such as should be saved. And just by calling and ask to join a community or a single person being able to do it, I've had a mother here years ago that was single and had three children that was able to come on the community. That was years ago. But the community is mostly by invitation only. We have to know you, see your manner of walk, your lifestyle, see how you carry yourself, see your dedication to the Most High Yah more than anything, being filled with the Holy Spirit and being obedient to it. And then if the Most High Yah puts a witness in our spirit, believe you me, we'll be the ones to come and invite you. But we don't usually let people invite themselves to come to the community because we've got a good thing going here and we don't know people. So that's the reason why the Bible says, know them that labor among you. So it takes a time to be able to build that type of character but before we can actually invite someone to come in and be a part of us. Is that making sense? We don't discriminate against people based on their status of being married or non-married, single, divorced, whatever. Is that making sense?
Yes. So how would you get to know me though?
Well, one thing that people do is they stay connected with the ministry. Another way is that, like Sister Candace, they come to the feast days. You know what I mean? We know Sister Candace out there in California because her and her family, her and her husband, have been to the feast days, and we get to know them. So, and we get to know their character and their manner of lifestyle. And they come for fellowship. I mean, that's how we get to know each other.
Oh, I see. And do I have to participate in being married to be a part if I joined?
Do you have to be participate in being what?
A married woman. Do I have to be married?
No. No.
Okay. Like, I don't want to be married, period. So, like, even when I join, I just want to be single.
That's your prerogative.
Okay, okay. Okay, then, yeah. Okay. Thank you. You answered my questions.
All right. Have a blessed night.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's it, Israel. We're going to call it tonight. Pastor Dow, I need some rest. I truly, truly do. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning. Be the Father's will, and I believe it is His will. I bless you all, the sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom. The King is coming.